We'll go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council to order for September 9th, 2025. All would rise from the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone. We'll now open it up for public comment. If you're not on the agenda and want to speak, get in the hot seat, state your name, get 2 minutes. Okay, we'll move on then to the agenda reviews. Is there anything that needs to be added or subtracted? Otherwise, I look for a motion to approve as written.
Second.
Move and second to approve the agenda as written. Any further discussion? All in favor?
All for it.
Councilman Pauline, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Londa, aye. All opposed? Passes. I look for a motion now to approve the consent agenda.
Motion. Second.
Move and second to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Pauline, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Londa, aye. All opposed? Passes. Chief. You are up.
Yes. Okay. Good evening, Mayor and Council. To start off, last council meeting, I brought to you guys, let you know that I'd be coming this meeting per your request about the para information for the upcoming year. And I asked Jeremy to attach it in your packets. Right now, we currently sit at $2,300 a year per firefighter. We are 120% funded. We're 20% overfunded right now. We could pay out everybody tomorrow and still have a surplus in that account. The projected numbers that I had Jeremy attached, basically same thing I brought to you guys last year, basically shows you in $100 increments what the city could potentially raise the benefit level, and then the percent funding. Also, it would let you know how much the city would have to put in if we went to one of the higher numbers. They say if you guys felt really gracious and wanted to do $3,300, and it's letting you know the city's contribution would be $8,700 and we'd be 91% funded. The way it sits right now with their projections, state aid, we could move up to, $2,900 per firefighter per year without the city having to pay anything in. I don't like to be that close to 100%, that way if there is market fluctuation to the worse, it doesn't really leave the city a lot of cushion. I've always been happy right around the 106-107% funding wise, because that leaves a cushion, kind of protects the city a little bit. The markets would have to fall, quite a bit in order for it to affect the city. So obviously nothing needs to be decided tonight, but I brought the same type of chart to you guys last year, basically laid it out cut and dry, real simple. So you guys had a little bit better understanding at what it would be per dollar amount. So if you have any questions, I can answer them, or I can get the answers for you and come back.
Council, any questions for the chief?
Nice breakdown. I like the $100 increments like that. The projected assets at 6%, I'm guessing that's the average.
Yep, that's their average return over basically what they figure. And last year, it actually worked out by the time the council voted to give us a raise. It was basically right at the end. It took all the liability away from the city because of where the markets were at. They're basically planning for, the year ahead where they're locking in. So by that time, there wasn't a whole lot to change. But yeah, that projected asset is basically what they're averaging in their account is, 6% to the positive. So if that holds true and it averages at 6% and we'll just leave it at what they're projecting. And we went up to a $2,700 raise that would have us 106% funded. That account would have to drop, or the markets would have to drop and bring that down over 12% for us to be under 100. So it's quite a market fluctuation in order for the city to be held liable.
Okay.
Well, so any other questions? We do have time to mull it over. So,
and I'll come back to, you know, meetings from here on out, and just if you guys have any questions, it'll just be a talking point. We can move through it real quick if you don't have anything, or if you think of something between now and then. Either shoot me an email or let me know at council meeting, and I'll get you whatever answers you're looking for.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, moving on, Zummerfest, just touch real quickly. That is this Saturday. Again, Railroad Street will be shut down Saturday morning, right at Know-It-Alls, at Henrietta there in Railroad. It'll be shut down there to, I mean, maybe a quarter block, basically to the back of the bar. So I will let Carver County Dispatch know, so the police, the ambulance, everybody is aware. But we'll close it right away Saturday morning, and I think it gets open back up on Sunday morning, just because we have to move trailers for the bands and stuff. So just be aware of that. Outside of that, so far everything seems to be all lined up. I think there's 26 vendors that are coming down, truck and tractor pulls all lined up, ready to go. You know, you have food, cow pie bingos happening. I know a lot of people are really excited about that. You, Mitch, you know, been talking to me a lot about it lately. Really excited. And so with that, just so council knows, you know, by the time we figured out and got approval for it, the fire department wouldn't have time to get its lawful gambling stuff in and get it back. So in order to avoid any gambling issues, it's 100% payout. So then it's not gambling at that point. It's so that's what we're doing. And we talked a little bit about it with, you know, maybe doing a kids one. We thought, like, well, we might be treading on thin ice if we're asking, you know, parents to put up money for kids and, you know, stuff like that. It might look like gambling, even though it's not. So we're going to do it where we have give children the opportunity to basically pick a number per kid. And then wherever the cow goes, we're going to donate a set term of money to the child. So cash value, just, I don't think we've come up with a number yet, looking at 50 or 100 bucks, something like that. So all they got to do is basically pick a number and get lucky. So, are there any other, or are there any questions about Zummerfest or happenings, anything going on?
Well, just put a bug in the year to give me a copy of the insurance.
Yep, will do.
Council, any questions? Nope.
All right. Ice machine. Fire department's been talking about it for a little bit. The fire department would like to purchase an ice maker, and then like a upright deep freezer, and install it in the station. We just want to make sure that the city is okay with it. Minimal plumbing. I asked our officer that's kind of heading this. I said, does it need to be plumbed or anything like that? He said, nope, just needs to be in the vicinity of a drain. Okay, well, we have drains. So you plug it into the wall, hook a water line up to it, makes ice, and then we would purchase probably an upright freezer just for space reasons, and then have ice bags. So basically fill the ice bags and put them in the freezer. If somebody needed a bag of ice, you come pull it out of the freezer, fill a new bag, basically swap out what you took. So it would be available to city employees, fire department, and then when we obviously do like Zummerfest or a pork chop dinner, stuff like that. So, you know, if someone needed a bag of ice real quick camping, you could run up to the station, grab it, just swap it out with the one you took, and away you go. So just coming to council, see if there's any issues, discrepancies, or problems, or if we can get the green light to move forward with that.
Nothing engineering wise we have to worry about.
I think so, no.
Also,
probably not talking to high volume.
Thing is, it's a sink in there too.
Mm-hmm.
So that sink in there don't get all slobbered and
yep.
whatever. So we're going to be kind of around that same area.
Yeah, I think when we had talked, we were going to put, so there's the drain and then there's the two washing machines. We'd be on the north side of the washing machine, basically, of the second one. Basically, from that washing machine to the air compressor room is where we were looking at going with that. And then I kind of envisioned the wash tub to be to the south of that other washing machine. Okay. If that works for... Helps.
Cool. Questions, any? No, looks like you're good to go.
All right, perfect. One more thing I have that I forgot to put on the agenda. I told Jeremy I knew I was going to be forgetting something and I couldn't remember what it was going to be. I think it's been a couple of years now that the city put the fire hydrant on David Avenue and Brad Street. And with that, I had put together a list of hydrants in town that should be updated at some point. We haven't talked about it. I don't know if it's still on the docket as, you know, funds are available or where.
We have one budgeted.
All right.
We do have one budget. It's just a matter of getting the vendor here.
Okay. Yeah, that's perfectly fine. I know. I thought about it the other day.
How many projects do we got for him, Jason? Three?
Three. Yeah. You know, on the corner, but all.
Yeah.
This year.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm budgeting another one. This next year.
Perfect. Yeah, I don't remember how many were on the list, but I think it was probably, half a dozen.
Someone
else. What, you can ask them.
No.
So yeah, I thought about it the other day. I'm actually going to get my public work certificate through City of Minnetonka, and they have you do a project through either the community you live in, the one you work in, basically figuring out how the, you know, something the city could use. And I picked the fire hydrant project that we already started to work on. So that's when it popped in my head. I'm like, I should maybe ask you guys about this. So, but if you guys got everything taken care of, then I'll put my mind at ease. So any other questions for me? Anything at all?
Looks like a good show.
All right. Thank you guys.
Thanks, Jay. Andy, you are up.
Thank you, Mayor, Council, and staff. I'm Andy Storms, Chair of the Central Trap Board. Coming to ask for the approval to have an exempt permit, gambling permit, for our gun bingo on December 13th. We already have the City Hall reserved. Mayor has been asked to call bingo again, and we have the Lions booked as well, Hamburg Lions. So this is the final step to get the go-ahead. This funds our spring and fall season, so our shooters only pay about 25% of what the cost would be without this, so it's real beneficial for our club.
Council, any questions? Otherwise, I look for a motion to approve the exempt gaming permit.
Make a motion to approve the exempt gaming permit for December 13th for the Central Trap Team Fall Rental.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the exempt gaming permit. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar.
Councilman Paulzine. Aye.
Councilmember Weber. Aye.
Councilman Tracy. Aye.
Mayor Lund. Aye. All oppose. You're good to go.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Thanks.
You know,
where's... Yeah, there.
Yeah.
Wow. I have to bow out of the YA accountings because I'm going to Vegas that week. Oh. I don't know. I gave him a couple of names. Let's see what they.
Hopefully my flight's not delayed, so I make the also medium.
Confidence in your kids.
He'll be calling.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Okay, we'll move on then to old city business, the city limit sign.
All right. So just we had a resident, if you recall, brought up why the population's not on there. So there was a brief explanation from the county on it. They're willing to make a little plaque if we want the population on there and attach it to the sign. So I said I'd bring it back to the council if there's any interest or...
I guess I have no opinion either way on it. It doesn't make a difference to me.
I think when they understand, I think every 10 years they try to replace the sign.
Yes.
So
when the census gets done.
I mean, it's fine with me. If we want to put the population on it, cool. I mean, they're going to come and do it. It's not going to cost us anything. People won't have to ask questions about it then.
Well, wait till your little one's here.
No.
No.
We'll wait.
577 plus one.
You know, I mean, I know the person that adopted that highway. I can just go there with a sticker and...
Sharpie.
Yeah, since I work from home, I didn't even realize that they...
I didn't
put up a new sign without a population.
You never even noticed it.
I didn't either.
But if it saves the hassle of having the conversation and they're going to do it for free, then have them sheet metal screw a sign to a plaque to it. It's fine.
Yeah, sure. I'm good with it.
All right, we'll move on then to water tower cleaning holding tank rental.
All right, so we in 2 weeks have the cleaning of the water tower scheduled. And usually when we do that, we'll put like a relief valve on a hydrant and then just continuously run the water. But now with the new tower, we're probably looking at about a week of the water running. So Jason had talked to somebody about it and they're willing to bring like a holding tank. So that way it would just fill that holding tank. We wouldn't have to be wasting all that water. And really, when you think about it, how, what are we figuring? 100,000?
You know, it could be 20 gallons.
Yeah.
It's
so.
You figure water that, like, billable water would be $1,000 a day. Well, yeah. Billable water.
Yeah, when you figure water, electricity, well, really, you're wasting water and you're wasting chemicals. By bringing in the holding tank, it'd be about $1,500. And them chemicals are not cheap. So, I mean, just in chemicals alone, we'd probably spend that. So the concept would be to bring in this holding tank for that week. That way it keeps people at pressure and dumping all that water and our chemicals. And plus, then it's hard on the pumps too, because then they're running most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Long-term.
Way to save money. Go for it.
Yeah. I mean, this guy's willing to give it to us because we're local for $1,500, where it's normally, what, about 10 grand?
It's 10 grand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
most definitely.
No brainer.
That's what we thought. Yeah. Right, so we'll move forward and have them bring that in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent. So let's move on into new business. Parcel ID number 45.0281600.
All right. So you can see back here, if you check out the screen, is Lowell Strage's property right here. We have talked for years about getting a through street here. I've been approached about purchasing property, probably about right here, but we have to, this I need to verify. I think this is right away, so we may own this already, but I'm not honestly, I'm not sure because it's not stating on the GIS mapping, and I don't trust the GIS mapping anymore anyway. So I'm going to get that verified if this area here is city property. But so then if that's the case, we just have to purchase a parcel there. So my thought would be, because George Street may possibly be one of the next streets we do probably in the next 2-3 years, that I'd like the engineers to put something together about how much land we would need to purchase, how we would put that road in there, because there's also a bunch of utilities in this area too. And then along with that, I don't know if council wants that, we can do it at a later time too, but since they're doing it, just an estimated cost.
Well, 100%.
Yeah.
You know, so we know what we're looking at when we do get to George Street. And then also, I think at that time, we'd want to look at looping the water there too.
Yeah. No.
Perfect opportunity to get that all done.
That water just loop right there.
Does it?
In that area right there, we're talking about, it's just north of there. By Brad's house, and it doesn't loop up there.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. Going to want to loop it. Because there's nothing between them two, between David and Kim.
Yeah, so here we'd want to loop it when we redo this street.
So that part would just be a one-way then, or would you have a whole street?
That would be a whole street.
Okay.
That we would put in there for both ways.
Okay.
You know, and then that way it opens up, you know, Park Avenue there.
Pretty good get for the city if we can make that happen.
Yeah, and I kind of figure there'd be no objection, and kind of for me it's number one priority budget wise is getting that purchase and getting that completed, because
it makes sense.
Who knows when we're, you know, this whatever,
yeah,
any other place you could
they can never
get an outlet,
maybe never come up again,
right? So
if they were to ever sell that property,
right,
then they're dealing with somebody else that doesn't want to deal with us.
Right. Possibly. I mean, if the opportunity is there.
Yes.
You know.
We'll have it surveyed for sure, but how close the house on the west side?
See, and that's why I'd like the engineers to, you know, look at it, because one, you got all these utilities,
right,
that we got to deal with, and then kind of roughly what area is kind of the norm to stay away from that house there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it kind of stinks for that property owner now, because it becomes a corner lot or what, but I mean, right, really it's.
If you zoom in on, I mean, you zoom in on that, are we're not right up to that garage, are we?
We wouldn't be. No, if we had to, we would bring that out, you know, and curve it somehow, yeah, or something, you know.
Just put a roundabout in there.
So that's kind of, unless there's any objection, I'll send it over to our engineer.
Yeah.
Send it over.
Have him get something put together ASAP. I kind of want to put a priority on this, because like I said, if that opportunity's there, I want to cash in on it.
Yep.
Agreed. 100%.
Agreed.
Well, that and that.
They don't want to donate that portion of land and then name the street after. Lois Lane. Bring it on. Thanks,
it's incredible. All right. Well, we got the green light for that, so we'll get working on that. Move on then to the 2026 budget proposal.
Okay. So I will bring the budget up here. So along with the budget too, one of the things we wanted to talk about before we really dive into it too deeply here was the toolkit. I think for like 3 years now, we keep saying, it should be good. We shouldn't have any issues. Well, again, we had a $1,700 bill? So if you look in there, in the last about 3 years, we've dumped $12,500 into that thing. So we kind of looked into the possibility of a new toolkit, which came in at $67,916. trade-in would be about 28,000. So to boot, we'd be looking at about 40,000 for a new toolkit. Our only concern is it 2007?
I think so, yeah.
I think it's a 2007. I mean, it's at that age. You know, it's like when you buy something, is it going to be nickel and diming us every year with it?
I mean, we've talked about it a little bit, and I guess we can bring it up more, but if we pull up the budget, what we have set aside for stuff like this, I know we're pretty well funded in that side of it.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to bring
up. I mean, I'm in agreement with just buying it now because I don't think it's going to get any cheaper next year.
Well, and we've had that discussion because the concern is if we get into a tariff war.
Yeah, I just, I mean, if we have the money set aside, we've done really well in these funds to hold money aside for this, for scenarios like this, and 12 grand over 3 years. I mean, it's what, yeah. Another 3 years, another 12 grand, you know, I just.
You know, so kind of what we have in there now is at the end of this year, we'll roughly have about 98,500. That's just equipment replacement. There's also a maintenance fund, which can go towards that too, where there's 67,000 in there.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I mean, I don't know your guys' thoughts. My personal thoughts, I don't think it's going to get any cheaper. This, I mean, I'm sure this thing went up by 10 grand in the last year and a half, 2 years already. So,
I mean, and those funds are, if a piece of equipment is getting old and just starting to see right. its way out, that's what those funds are for.
Yeah. And kind of what we looked at.
We rusty equipment's good.
Yeah.
We showed them that.
And we have been putting away for a new mower. So if that was the crap, I mean, we've been putting 5 grand away past few years. So probably like after this year, next year, we'd have the monies for a new mower too. If,
right.
if we got into that, the Bobcat's in pretty good shape. We have a brand new truck. Basically one ton seems to be good.
I mean, if the mower didn't go this year, I don't know. But that, those are my thoughts on it. I guess if we have the money for it, I don't even see a reason to even have to budget for it.
Go buy it tomorrow.
I'd trade it in, get it done this week.
And the thing is, Jason uses it.
Yeah. We're in agreement with that.
As soon as we got that toolkit, I think everybody that you touched it was like, we should have done this 10 years ago.
Yeah.
20 years, whenever they invented the toolkit. So, I mean, I think it quickly became a go-to piece of equipment. Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's a no-brainer in my opinion. You've got the money and it gets used.
Roll out a motion.
Make a motion. Back to that piece of paper.
Okay, before you make that motion, there's part two, right?
Yep.
Almost forgot. I believe that is in here. What was the
grapple bucket?
The grapple hooks. So 4,087. Thought would be to buy them at the same time. One thing when we had that storm damage then saved us a lot of time. And it ain't even just for that. It's just the mess. If you've been out to the ponds, having them grapple hooks would be beneficial for Jason out at the ponds too, to kind of keep that a little bit better organized.
Because of the tool, yeah, all I can do is push it up in the bucket.
Yeah.
I have got some damage on it because of it. So.
Yeah. And I remember when Greg was here too, he had one go right through the window when he was trying to do it with the Bobcat, which just wasn't. Not what we should be doing. I mean, if we got it, we should have them grapple hooks. So, I mean, that was the thought process. We're going to buy it, that we would do it with the purchase of the grapple hooks, too. So, I don't know what council's wishes on that are.
I think it makes sense.
Yep. Yeah.
I've used them for brushwork before. It's huge.
Do we need a motion for the total amount or two separate motions for each thing?
You could do it as one.
One, okay.
For both at the total amount.
Make a motion to buy the new tool cap and the grapple bucket for $44,002.65 out of the city equipment replacement fund budget.
Councilman Poplar, second it.
Moved and seconded to purchase a new tool cap and root grapple
hooks.
Grapple hooks, yep.
For a total of $44,002.65 and to use the equipment fund.
Right? Yep, equipment replacement.
Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Pauline, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. We have a new toolcat soon.
All right, then, if you're all familiar, the band shelter, the smallest building in the park there. Any interest in putting a garage door in that building?
Sorry, which one is this?
So it's the smallest building. More than the, you got the one big one.
Two, the 2 stories up.
Yep.
That's just storage.
She just, because I asked him, this is softball. He said it's a pain to get the pitching machine out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can definitely see it being beneficial on one side or the other. I mean, it would probably help you all a couple of times if you wanted to store something. Well, I store everything somewhere. Yeah.
What did it cost you to put that garage door up in the old pump house?
I got for it, and for that door, it's a smaller door with a special order, and I think we figured like $2,500
there for. So it's something we would throw in the budget.
Right.
We wanted to bring these things up separate and entertain them before we, you know, dive into the budget a little bit.
Is it going to make the building more useful than it is now?
Yeah,
I think so.
And we'll store more stuff in it.
Because I put more in there probably. Right.
And we're not planning on getting rid of that building ever?
No.
Okay,
that wouldn't be why.
No. All right. Well, those are the main talking points, right? If we're not going to get rid of it, might as well make it useful.
Yeah. Good. So we will talk about that, bring that in. So then kind of dive into the budget then while we've talked about it. So kind of all the things here in the budget wish list, things that are highlighted are the items that are in the budget now. So the main things are community center roof, about $22,000. And that would be the fire station side, that roof. And if we do that,
did that include gutters?
I think it was $20,000 and we added $2,000 for gutters.
It says
if I remember right. Okay. Let me highlight that for you. No.
Make it bold.
Bold.
Put it in bold.
Okay. Bold it. Another thing we have is the front door here is getting bad. So we looked at about $3,000 to replace the front door here. And then just one of the things Jason wanted to get in there was gutter sweeper attachment. We have the broom, but this now allows him to get into the gutters a lot easier. And I've seen him use it quite a bit and it works pretty good, that attachment for sweeping streets. It came in real handy when them storms came through too. And then other line items like we've had in the past, a $2,000 budget if Jason needs tools or any other miscellaneous type things to complete jobs. Budget replacement fund, there again, that's the new mower. We have $5,000 budget for that. The $3,000 lumber allowance. I still advise anyone, if you haven't been down into the shop, to take a look. There are more shelves in there than, and it's nice and organized. It just looks nice. And I think a lot of that too is, I think you were talking about making some tables, like the spools,
yeah.
Replacing the spools. So I think keeping that in there is important because Jason has that carpentry background and the ambition to do things. So basically big street improvements that we have in there is about $20,000. Probably do the replay again. I don't know any, you know, has Minnetonka ever done that replay or have you ever?
No, not that I know.
Okay.
I've been there.
But it seems like we haven't had any issues with it. So we'd probably continue with the replay and doing crack filling for Brad Street. So that'd be the main street. And then again, keeping that 20 grand in for the new grass rescue truck. So that'll be the second year of that. And of course, you know, kind of been the talk of the night, you know, the ponds, the brush pile out there. We get an allocated amount grant money, usually around $3,000-$4,000. We get each year through the county. You can always request more, which I would next year. But the problem is I'm not going to know that till like December. So we're just kind of budgeting the full amount right now, but that possibly could get covered or half or a third or all depending on, because they allocate so much to each city. And then if there's any monies left over in that fund from what people request, then, you know, if others do something that meet the grant requirements, then they'll dish out that extra if there's extras. But I'm a bit leery on that this year just because of the storms, you know, that we've had. So there might be, that fund might get used up real quickly this year. but
can you remind me real quickly, is it the county or the state that won't allow you to burn it?
It's the county because of the grant. Ever since we switched to getting grant money, then they don't allow you to burn it because we used to do control burns all the time. Yeah.
I remember doing that.
But that's, I think, because they get the grant from the state, and I'm pretty sure it's probably a eco-friendly, right?
Sure.
Green grant, or you want to say, to avoid the burning and then to be doing something natural with the wood chips.
I knew there was something there, and I couldn't remember.
Yeah, the grant does not allow you to do a control burn. So there too, keeping in the budget 10 grand to replace, you know, pavement in the park, which that would be all the pavement around the band shelter and then the Lions in between there and all that pavement. I mean, that's getting to a point where we're going to have to redo that. I mean, we put hopefully a 5-year band-aid on that by you sealing it, but another big thing is trees. What would you figure, 13 trees? I can't remember. It's in the packet there. So we were thinking roughly we got about 13 trees to take down or replace. One of the other big concerns is the emerald ash borer is out here now. I know Norwood has started removing all their ash trees.
I just have 3 trees treated.
Okay.
They say it's going to take so much. You should be good.
Okay. I talked to the PNR guy and sent some of the pictures on the boulevard there, and it said 3 to 5 years, they're dead.
Yeah.
The ones that took. I mean, the other ones, he said 10, 15. So,
you know, plus we lost a couple. The other trees, I think, of discussion would be along the field one or two. Like, I never remember it.
Eastfield,
yeah, exactly. The Eastfield, when we added them trees, there's what, maybe 1.5 left, it seems like.
Just go over there, go down here.
You know, I don't know if we want to replace all of them. We thought just one or two at least to create shade for along the sideline there or what, because that's so open there, them trees just get battered.
Because there's that one there and then the one that fell fence.
Yeah.
Let's replace that.
Just to keep that shade around the benches and, you know, where the parents would sit. Other things we kind of highlighted that we'd like to see that aren't in the budget, you know, like we're going to look into getting a rough estimate and updating the video recording system down in the park. I mean, because even it seems like the $70 cameras we put up works better than that system down there. And then the pond net. Do you want us to budget for that, or what's your thought? Or
I don't know. I was just talking to Jason before. The cost of it is, I think we talked about, depending on size, how far we go, would probably be anywhere from $300 to $700-$800. I don't know if the city necessarily needs to plan that for the budget. I mean, I'm sure when the time comes, if we went to some, you know, Hammer Fun Fish Club, Fire Department, Lions, you know, ask for a couple $100 each. I'm sure we could get it covered that way instead of put it in the budget.
Okay. Just keep it on the wish list though. But and then some of the other items we have in there is, you know, like redoing the bathrooms at the hall, men's and women's. And then new PA system. So we got about 30 grand in the budget for that. We've been talking about earlier, we talked about hydrants. So we've added have another hydrant. And that was just the tops, right? And we figured that was about $6,000, 5,800 or?
Yep, them are just the tops that went with the halls.
Yep. So having that in the budget, we always keep at least like a curb stop in there purchasing meters. A big one will be pumps will be serviced. So that's about $8,000. And then we'll continue with the hydro jetting. So them are the items we have in there. I don't know if you see anything in the wish list, other things you'd like to add or you.
We'll probably go into
obviously detail. Grapple bucket we can delete now. So.
Just real quick, if you can, like, let's say this property works out.
Yeah, so we have to do there. My plan for that is, I mean, Jason, kind of we're talking about this. So we have in the budget there, I kept the $50,000 that this year that we're transferring out to complete the riprap project. I kept that in there. Oh, I would like to think $50,000 covers, you know, that land purchase, because if we own that other, half that other parcel, we already have access there, and then we just need kind of a third of a lot. So that would be my concept, that we would use that, or bam, we go right back to Radiator City Maintenance Fund. You know, like I said, this can be split out anyway too. There's 29,000 in interest that's sitting for not allocated to anything either. So that would be kind of the plan. The priority would be getting the land purchased.
Yeah.
And then we would just put off the ponds for one more year.
Yep. Okay.
So kind of the priority is that. And then, so that's, we already were thinking that through, because we're like, you know, this is, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a priority with everyone to get that land.
Yeah.
So going back then, so with all that added in, you know, looking at the budget, so with all that, we're at about 6.2 right now. And like I said, it's the same concept of chipping away. You know, if we pick a number, we want to get down to 4 or whatever we're comfortable with. In time, we work on that. Maybe we hit the clubs up for maybe some money for the sportsmen's or Lions or anyone's interest in, you know, because maybe that $20,000-$30,000 improvements at the hall, you know, maybe we can get 10-15 grand from some of the clubs to help with that too, where that would knock down then the rate. Or we've talked to spend that way for how long, then we just chip away and we put 5, 7, 8 whatever away until we get to that number and then get it done too. So there's many variables there to.
Is could you what kitchen idea going for the?
I think so.
What
the kitchen downstairs, the commercial. It sounds like that. Because it sounded like just the ventilation alone was $100,000. So that kind of is, yeah, it's gotten quiet. Let's just say on that front.
Could we do like one bathroom at a time? Like,
oh, we can do that too. Yeah, like, definitely. Like, so, I mean, like I said, there's many variables to that $30,000 in the budget too. You know, and we're roughly looking at 1% increase is about $6,000.
Just one question. I don't know why I'm asking this, but this whole back thing here, is that $10,000 in flooring? Is that tile flooring?
No, it's to tear out all that I talked to a guy and he said between 6 and 10, he goes, I can't give you a number, just tear out all that tile.
Okay, there's tile in there. I'll be honest, I can't remember the last
there's time. There's tile in there, tear it all out, and it would be pretty much the same flooring as everywhere else.
Okay.
Yeah, if you remember, have you ever gone in there, it's basically, I swear, it's the old McDonald's style flooring.
Yeah.
And then bathrooms.
Okay. So I was just curious. So it was like 10 grand. I'm like, holy moly. Like,
yeah, because
you know, I figured that
you don't know.
Right.
It's yeah. I mean, if it comes up easy,
yeah,
it's going to be the 6 grand. You know what I mean? Right. So that's why we got that broad range there. And like I said, we're sitting at 10, 6. We got PA system and we're at 30 grand. We got a little contingency built in there too for, you know, this is just rough numbers we've got for the budget right now. Tough. And like you said, we can, if we want, we can just do one at a time.
Right.
So I don't know if there's anything else. I mean, me and Jason have tried to sit down, go through everything and think of things we want done in town. I mean, we did a bunch of sidewalk. We don't know no sidewalk. I mean, most of the roofs, you know, that have been on council know we've almost replaced everyone now. I mean, there's always the whole crap that may happen or something else come up, you know, but we can probably build a little contingency into the budget too for the proposed.
We have money coming off of one of the water things, don't we, this year, but we're going to keep that in the water fund.
Yes, we will keep that in the water.
Right. Because isn't it like 40 grand coming off of one of them?
Yeah.
But yep. We're going to keep that in the water.
It's 20 years old, whatever.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things we might be.
Well, yeah, right.
And no, we've already.
Fine. I was just making. You
know. And Jason and Kurt have kind of put a thing together of like a capital improvement plan, right?
Right.
Just a kind of a basic thing of how many years things should be replaced. And like a house, we're at that 20-year turnaround. So we feel that 40 grand should be probably put into the city savings fund, another line item, group it into there and start putting that money away for when we got to start replacing things out there, because we are going to get to that point.
I like the idea.
You know, so then that way it's not we don't get that sticker shock.
Right. No, I.
And
we know what that's like the last
as long as I've been on, and Chris is kind of the same way. We've moved things, but we like to keep it like this.
Yeah.
Versus.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we like to get people's attention with the initial propose sometimes, but that's what we're sitting at of things we felt in there. If you feel there's anything on the wish list you wanted added or anything from the wish list added. Them are kind of the main things, because then here you get into
dog waste station. Jessica, you walk about a lot. Is there some spots that I think that we should have them
at the park?
I mean,
maybe that would be the
well, there's some garbage cans that everybody throws them in down there,
right?
But now that this one is open,
mm-hmm.
No, this one is open again.
Yeah, I mean, there's any other place you're
no. at? No, either do here at the park, so.
I mean, I know Norwood's put a lot of them up, and it is kind of nice because we got in the habit now when we walk the dog, we're just, okay, first stop is one of the stations to grab a baggie.
Right. Know? Or if you run out of a baggie, been there, had to go back.
Right. That. Or it's like, really, you got to go again? Are you kidding
me? Oh, yeah. No, been there, done that.
I mean, it would be nice, but it's not that far.
Bring another bag with.
Carry a whole roll.
Yeah.
Sometimes people don't check the rolls before they leave.
Yeah. It's happened.
Just. Well, Council, if you think of anything else that you want to add in or take something off the wish list or something that's not on the wish list, just let staff know. And then as we move forward, we will address those as needed.
Are we going to want to do a budget workshop then on the 16th? Is that what we're looking to do?
Yeah, just kind of to narrow it down, I think, then to fine tune it. And then we could approve it at, hold a second meeting to approve it the 23rd. Is it has to be into the county by the 30th?
Yeah.
So
would the second meeting basically just be to approve the?
Pretty much, unless something else came up.
Can we consolidate those two maybe? Or is that too much?
I don't think so. I mean,
we could do the budget workshop first and then go into an open meeting.
There you go. Yeah.
Start maybe.
So start at 6.
Like the 6 o'clock work for everybody on
with 23rd. Council meeting.
I hope I'll be there.
23rd?
What's that?
I said, I hope I'll be there.
Oh, yeah. You
might. It doesn't, I don't know. I don't know. Could happen any day now. Could happen right
now.
Right. Where's your loyalty?
She is nervous.
But I mean, I think we could. I think that would work if we had the budget workshop. And then I would just post that council meeting to follow budget workshop. So if you have a budget like workshop at 6, we could even still be done by 7, okay. I would think.
Mm-hmm.
So September 23rd?
At 6.
That works for the council meeting to follow.
So we're not doing the 16th then? No, okay.
So look for a motion to set the budget workshop at 6 o'clock on September 23rd with our second council meeting to follow the workshop.
Councilman Tracy, make a motion to hold the budget workshop on September 23rd at 6 o'clock with the second council meeting to follow.
Second it.
Moved and seconded to hold the budget workshop on September 23rd at 6 o'clock with the second city council meeting to follow. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Pauline, aye.
Councilman Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. Okay, we'll move now into council reports. Councilman Polson.
Nothing here.
Councilman Poplar.
Nothing here.
Councilman Weber.
Nothing.
Councilman Tracy.
Nothing here.
We will work to get a, what do you call it, newsletter out again this week, hopefully. If not, we'll get it out early. Hopefully get out this week still.
So I think I have a semi-solution until they ever figure out their website. So then that last newsletter should have went out to everybody. The one before that, we had some problems because they changed routes and they haven't updated their system online. So like 2 newsletters ago, not everybody got one because of that glitch in the system. Well, I don't know if they've, I'll have to look tomorrow if they've figured it out yet, but if they didn't, the post office said they'll just get them out.
Okay.
So if you were wondering why you didn't get a newsletter one of these last couple of times, that's why. Because they changed routes and they haven't updated on their online on their system. We're not the only ones that had the problem, nor would have that problem too. So.
Come on, we want to be the only ones. Yeah. And then I will hold mayor in time on October 6th as normal.
Okay. So.
There's nothing else then. That all important motion.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Moved and second to adjourn. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Pauline, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Hamburg City Council for September 9th, 2025 is adjourned at 1954.